Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Live Out Loud with Dr. K. So today we're going to talk about self-love. And the reason why I wanted to start with this particular topic is because I believe self-love is the foundation for living a life of authenticity, for living a life of balance, for living a life of purpose, and for living your life unapologetically, right? So all the different things that we discussed throughout this podcast, in order to do all the things, you have to first love you. And I believe it's important to understand that self-love is a lifelong journey. It's something that we have to continuously work at because, let's face it, we're continuously evolving and we're growing into a better version of ourselves each and every day. At least we should be, right? And if we're constantly evolving into this new, greater version of ourselves, that means we have to fall in love with this new version every day, right? And that's the process. And I believe that we find more success in this process when we use certain strategies and tactics, practices to kind of keep us on track, right? Before we dive in to those particular tips, I would like to first share a story. So about a week and a half ago, I went out for lunch with a group of girlfriends, and we had this absolutely amazing waitress. I mean, she was so, so sweet, bubbly, very attentive. And, you know, whenever we asked a question about a particular item on the menu, she made it a priority to make sure that she gave us the best possible answer. And if she did not know the best possible answer, she made sure to go ask someone, and she just made the whole experience so delightful. And so we were just so impressed by her that afterwards, one of my friends, she's like so bold, but she was like, excuse me, miss, but are you single? And she was just like, there's somebody I would like to hook you up with because I think that you would be absolutely awesome for him. And, you know, I mean, just totally went into, you know, this person's personal life right on the spot. And, you know, she took it very well. She basically, you know, responded with no. She said, yes, I am in a relationship. I'm in a relationship with myself. And I feel like that is the best relationship that I could ever be in. And, you know, she said that. I just was like, wow. I think it's all like just kind of pause for a second to just take it in. It was not just what she said, but the way in which she said it. You can tell she was just so very content in her single state. And, you know, she then went on to say, like, you know, I'm not opposed to, you know, dating. In fact, I do have a friend and we've been talking and we've been, you know, dating off and on. She said, but, you know, if it works, if it doesn't. But she was just very, very lighthearted about the whole situation because she had discovered an important truth that I believe sometimes it takes a whole lifetime for many individuals to arrive at, and that is the fact that the most important relationship that we could ever have is a relationship with ourselves, right? And in this society where we are constantly striving for the next best thing and chasing the shiny red object and looking at, caught up in this whole social media area where everyone looks like they're living this fantastic life, you know, just glamorous life, and, you know, showing all these great highlights of their life that they want the world to see. We may not see the other stuff, right? The downsides and the realities of different things going on, but we'll see those highlights, right? And it's these highlights that, and, you know, ultimately causes many people to kind of lust and desire, you know, false lives, I call them, really, or pseudo lives, because a lot of times they're made up. They're like Hollywood. They're not really, you know, they're not real, but they're just basically what people want us to see, right? And so in the process of all that, we ultimately begin to consume ourselves with that whole ideal of what life should be that we don't in the process, embrace the life that exists for us in that present reality. And that is a huge setback for the process of self-love. Because if you're constantly looking and striving after something that isn't even real, isn't even tangible, then it's almost like shooting for the win, right? It's almost like you're now trying to attain this goal that's not really ever attainable. And so I believe that one of the first steps to self-love is first coming to the understanding that self-love is a personal journey, right? And in order to really be able to fall in love with yourself, you have to almost, and to some degree, have blinders on and not get so consumed with the world around you, right? Not allow the world to define what your life should look like, or how you should be, or how you should talk or dress or act or, behave, right? It has to come from an inner core of your own personal identity that's not, tainted by the world or people around you. And so I believe that's very, very key, very, very instrumental in this process. And so let's dive into some of the tips, right? So with self-love, I believe that in order to first love yourself, you have to, number one, like you, right? And there, I think it's just important to understand that there's a difference between like and love, right? And, I remember this time I had posted something on Facebook. This was a few years ago. I posted something on Facebook. I was really excited. Actually, it was my, probably maybe about 6 or 7 years ago. It was when I had first released my book. And I was really, really excited about just getting the word out there and sharing with people. Hey, with shameless plug, if you haven't already, feel free to go check out my book, Detours to Destiny, When the Detour Becomes the Path, which can be found on Amazon or my website, firestartersmovement.com. Little side note. But, I remember I had posted a picture about, the release of my book. And it was a picture of me smiling with the book in hand. And I remember getting so excited by the feedback, right? I mean, I think we all are naturally drawn to this. Like you like when people like you, right? You like when you do things that are embraced by others. And so I was seeing that, the number of likes on my posts was increasing. And I was like, oh, wow. It had hit like 60 and something likes, and then it went to 70, and it was like 79, and I was like, oh wow, it's almost to 80. And for me, I'm a big numbers person, so I'm thinking like, okay, 8 new beginnings, oh yes, this is symbolic, my life is just about to take a whole nother step into a certain new a better direction, right? So I'm just probably way over, like just way over analyzing the situation, but so I was just like, oh wow, I want to get to 80. I can't, I'm looking forward to the next like. And I realized like it's almost like it paused. Like there were no more like responses. It was like just crickets and no more likes, right? And I'm just like, oh man, I was hoping that I really hit that 80 mark. I felt like that was gonna be huge. And then something inside me was like, well, why don't you just like you? And I was like, huh, I guess it could. And so I liked my post and voila, I went to 80. But I felt like it was less about the number and more about that particular revelation. And what I realized in that moment was that, I was so caught up in other people liking me that I didn't consider the magnitude of liking myself, right? And I wonder how many of us do that just on a daily basis. How many of us, get so caught up in, oh, does this person like me? Or, do they understand me? Do they get me? Are they for me? But my question is, do you get yourself? Are you for yourself? Like, do you like you? Those are some very real questions that I believe we all need to ask ourselves at different junctures of our lives, because, this life that we live in will often cause us to second guess ourselves and question ourselves because of the responses of those around us. And, you know, no one's response or attitude or thoughts towards us matter as much as your own, right? And I really want you to let that sink in, right? You know, what you think about you is what should matter most to you. And so, you know, I want you to make sure that, you know, you like you, right? And one of the ways that I've learned to like myself more, right, is by not always taking myself so seriously. Like for so many years, I struggled with perfectionism. Like I always felt like things just had to be perfect. Like I had to always, you know, do things a certain way. And as a result, I would stress myself out and I would get angry with myself and ultimately I wouldn't like me. I would feel like I would fail myself. And so it just wasn't a good situation, was not a good situation. So I want you to not take yourself so seriously, laugh at yourself now and then and just have fun. Life is supposed to be fun. So enjoy that process. Just enjoy. Even when you make mistakes, enjoy it. Enjoy it. So number two is you have to take time for you. Take time for you. And, you know, this ties into self-care. Self-care is so important. I believe self-care really equals self-love. Right. If you're not taking time out to invest in yourself, pouring yourself and to refuel yourself, then it's hard to love you. You know, so, you know, as a single person, it's a little easier for me to, you know, set aside time. Well, actually, no, the truth is, as an entrepreneur, that makes it a little difficult. But you know, not having, I'm trying to, you know, come from a standpoint of, I know there are some who may be watching this podcast where you have children, you may have a spouse and you're like, yeah, that sounds good. But between work and my family, how do I take time for me? And, you know, there's not a one size fits all type of situation, right? You have to be creative and you have to find out what fits your particular lifestyle, all right? One day, not too long ago, I was talking to one of my coaching clients and, you know, he was having a challenge with being able to balance his schedule because his kids were having more practices for the different activities and sports they were involved in. And he felt like, you know, between that and, you know, work and his business, it was just very challenging for him to keep up. So we literally had to go through his schedule and figure out, okay, all right, so in between there's a transition time in between you leaving this work to head to, you know, to the office, right? To your business, right? And so like we had to really be creative in how to add in those times for him to focus on self-care. And self-care can look different for everyone, right? Self-care can mean for women, it can mean getting your nails done. It can mean, you know, going to get a massage. That's for, you know, actually, I'm sorry, not just women, for my brothers out there too, yes. You know, you can get manicures as well. And definitely massages. You know, that's definitely something that I believe everyone can benefit from. Other ways to do exercise self-care can be taking a walk in the park, you know, getting out in nature and being in, you know, a quiet environment. Meditation is another way, right? Prayer meditation, you know, that is a time where you can just quiet your mind. You know, our minds are constantly going, constantly, you know, planning and all kinds of things. And so being able to take a few moments to just exhale, so important. So you want to make sure that you are incorporating times for self-care because that is so important, so, so very important. Next, you have to be able to forgive you, right? And let's face it, and I kind of touched on this a little while ago with the whole point about not taking yourself so seriously. And the reason why is because we're all going to make mistakes. The Lord knows I make mistakes almost every day. but it's part of life, and it's just part of the process. It's part of what makes us human. And it's also it's part of what makes us relatable, you know? The truth is, it's our mistakes that, and our ability to be able to overcome those mistakes or setbacks, that helps people to relate to us and to be impacted by us through our stories. And so you want to, make sure that you don't, hold your setbacks against you. Don't put so much pressure on you, it's okay. It's okay if you messed up. It's okay if you, didn't get that particular, situation right. You didn't handle that project the way, you wanted to handle that. Maybe that relationship didn't pan out the way you had expected, and you had a part to play in that. It's okay. You have to get to a point where you're willing to forgive yourself, right? Because it's in forgiving yourself that you are able to grow from that situation and become better, which is really the key, you have to be able to forgive yourself so that you can grow from it and find the lessons that will help you to evolve even, into the next best version of you. So, so very important. The next step is you want to develop you. You want to take time to pour into yourself through self-development and professional development. You want to make sure that you are reading the right books, that you are listening to the right podcasts, you are investing into your mind, body, and soul, right? You want to be healthy in all aspects of you, right? And that takes time, effort, and energy. And, you want to make sure you give yourself that. You want to make sure that you don't just hope that things happen well for you, but you make those things happen, right? I once heard a person say, I believe it's Jim Rohn, who said, that if you want to make a living, work hard on yourself. But if you want to make a fortune, I'm sorry, no. If you want to make a living, work hard on your job, sorry. If you want to make a fortune, work hard on yourself, right? And so, it's the people who are willing to invest in themselves that set themselves apart from the rest of the flock, right? Making sure that you are investing in you. Warren Buffett said that, and now mind you, Warren Buffett, anyone who doesn't know who he is, he has made millions and millions of dollars off of investing in stocks. And when he was asked the question, what's the best investment a person could make? He said, an investment in themselves. So, if the person who invests for a living says that the best investment that you can make is in yourself, then guess what? The best investment that you can make is in yourself. So make it. Make that investment in you. You deserve it. And lastly, you want to empower you, right? So once you give yourself the tools and, the resources that you need to be successful, then you want to go out there and you want to own it. Like, don't hide behind, sit behind a rock or, sit on your gifts and your talents, but go out there and own your greatness and live out your truth boldly and courageously. I heard someone say that, sometimes you gotta speak your truth even when your voice is shaking, right? Even when you are just scared and fearful out your wits, you still go out and you be you. You own you and you project you to the world because that's the greatest gift that you could ever give to the world is the gift of you. And so do that, and the best way to do that is by making sure that you are empowered within yourself. That you understand that you are valuable, that there is something in you that this world needs, so much so that no one else could ever feel it but you. And so be a blessing to the world and be a blessing to yourself by going out and owning your greatness, by embracing you and your wholeness and all your totality, because that's the best thing that you could ever do, right? But again, this is part of the self-love journey, right? The more you do this, the more you follow these particular steps and practices, the more you will fall more in love with you and more in love with the journey that you are on. And that, my friend, that's a very fulfilling life to live. So I challenge you, if you're not already following these different practices and strategies, I encourage you to start implementing them. Even if you're not, you may not do everything all at once, but step by step, day by day, begin to incorporate them into your daily routine. Make sure that you take the time out to do self-care. Make sure that you are liking you intentionally. Make sure that you are forgiving you when you make mistakes. And oh my gosh, you are going to make them, because we all do. Make sure that you constantly invest in you, and make sure that you are empowering you to be all that you were meant and intended to be. So go out there, my friend, and go live boldly, authentically, and unapologetically. Go be great.